Shalom to all. Today we're learning Chazal Mitzia Perek Dalin Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalin, and today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bizachar to find Reziva Gahagon Bikarav Mamish. Now we can discuss on the concept of Aina, which literally means price fraud. We have a buyer and a seller, and there was a mistake in the pricing. Somebody was overcharged or somebody underpaid. There's three different levels of how we look at this, and the key number over here is a shtos, a sixth. If the Aina, the price fraud, was less than a sixth, today the Mekach is valid. It's 100% good. No one's allowed to back out. If the Aina was more than a sixth, then we say that there's bitul Mekach, the whole thing is null and void. And what happens when it's precisely a sixth? So that's what we're going to be discussing in these two Mishnayas. So the Mishnah tells us, Aina, how much is Aina? Arba kesef, me'esim v'arba kesef l'sela, shtos l'mekach. Aina, price fraud, is 4 kesef out of 24 kesef, which makes up a sela, and that's a sixth of the sale. In other words, there's 24 kesef in a sela. We know there's 6 ma'os, or 6 kesef, per dinner, and there's 4 dinarim in a sela. So it makes a total of 24 kesef, or 24 ma'os, per sela. And if the mispricing was 4 to 24, which is a sixth, that's Aina. Now, according to the Mandamar in this Mishnah, when there is a mistake of a shtos of a sixth, either we can demand money back or bitul mekach. So the question is, ad mos amotel hachzir, up until when is the person allowed to be chayzer? The answer is, akadishiyar latagar lekrayvoy, until the amount of time it takes to show it to another merchant or to his relative. So let's say we're talking about the customer who is defrauded. He's given enough time to go to either a different merchant or to his relative to ask them how much such an item costs. If it turns out that he overpaid by a shtos, he can now go back to the seller. But if he waited more than this amount of time, he lost his opportunity. Now, higher Rav Tarfon Belud, Rav Tarfon Paskin and Lud, Haina Shmoina Kesef Lasela, Shlish Lamekach. That Haina is actually 8 Kesef per Sela, and that's a third of the price. And Mesamcha Tagri Lud, these merchants were very happy because now they can overcharge more and the buyer's not allowed to back out. However, Omlehem Rav Tarfon told them, Kol Yom Motel Achzer. In this case, a buyer has an entire day to be Chayzer, not just his minimal amount of time it takes to show his relative or a different merchant, they have the entire day. So Amrulai, these Tagri Lud told him, Yaniach Lon Rav Tarfon Kamenu, let Rav Tarfon leave us in our place, Bechazul Dir Chachamim, and they went back to the words of Chachamim. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing with this, both the buyer and the seller are part of this din of Aina. If it turns out that the Lekeach underpaid, so the Meicher is allowed to go back to Lekeach and either demand Bitul Mekach or the extra money. And Kashem Shaina Lehedit, Kachana Letagar, the same way there's Aina for a Hedit, just two regular people, there's also Aina for a Tagar, for a merchant. If a merchant himself was subject of Aina, he's allowed to claim, hey, this is not fair, and go back on it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ain Aina Letagar, there's no Aina for a Tagar. He's an expert, he knows the pricing, and if he charged less than the going price, he clearly knew what he was doing. He probably had another business deal that he needed quick cash for, and therefore he decided, you know what, let me just drop the price, sell it really quickly, and get my cash so I could buy this other thing, and therefore he's not able to claim Aina. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Hutal Olav, Yada Hal Yaina. Whoever was the subject of the Aina, he has the upper hand. Ratza Oimer Loi, Telim Oisai, Oi, Telim Masha Yonisani. Either he could tell the other guy, give me all my money back, and I want to be Mavatal the entire Mekach, or he could tell him, just give me that which you were ma'ana me, give me that which you defrauded me, but I want the sale to be valid. And it's his choice, not the other guy's. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah, the hand involved, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.